Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this worldwide network called Blog Talk Radio. We haven't had a chance to speak to you for a while, but we felt tonight's events are very important to bring the show back on. We'll be joining you from time to time here on the Blog Talk Network. As always, handling our technical responsibilities, Wayne Larson, our technical producer, Melissa Hovey, and from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Honorable Distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson.
We've got a pretty good show tonight. Chris France is going to be joining us from Talking Heads about this wonderful recording he helped put together with the kids of Sandy Hook Elementary School in the state of Connecticut, and I think this is going to be a very special evening.
I agree. It's always exciting when Chris is on.
Well, we love Talking Heads. In fact, I had threatened before the holidays, and I may have time to do so, is to actually put up a Facebook page for the Talking Heads to reunite. We want a tour and a new album.
Yes, we do. And we want the Tom Tom Club there, too.
Oh, absolutely. That can be the warm-up band, the opening act. From his massive Wild World News studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the news, the Wild World News with our honorable and distinguished host, Dr. Henry Day.
This is going to be the Wild World News for January 27th. Now, we have a full moon tonight.
We do.
And what do we always warn our listeners when there's a full moon?
I think you always say there's going to be more animal bites.
That's right. There are more animal attacks during a full moon than any other time of the month.
Wow.
Yes.
Does that include spouses?
Yes.
Okay.
It includes every creature that can bite.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to start out the Wild World News tonight in Massachusetts. Biologists are concerned about a North Atlantic right whale and its three-week-old calf seen off Cape Cod Bay. Now, typically, this time of the year, the right whale's calf in warmer waters, say off of Georgia and Florida, and arrive in Cape Cod Bay in the spring. So they're acting a little strange. That's why they're keeping an eye on them. And as we know, there's only an estimated like 400 right whales that are known to exist.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. So that's very precious cargo we have here.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, here's some good and bad news. Miami, Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said Tuesday 27 snakes have been killed so far in the month-long Python Challenge competition that began, January 12th in the Everglades.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Well,
you know, we told them the solution to this is simply just put a bounty on them because they're so worried about the population of pythons in the Everglades. I mean, it's worked on just about any animal we've put a bounty on. Look at wolves.
That's right, yeah.
We drove them to extinction. And it's not my original idea. It's Jim Fowler's idea that when we had him on the show, he was talking about that.
Well, you know, it's one of those things you hate to hear, but, you know, when you're dealing with the local vegetation and wildlife, drastic measures have to be taken.
Yeah, they say so, yeah.
All right, well, get ready for this. Legendary monsters captured on film.
Uh-oh.
Now, these creatures have washed ashore and into fishermen's nets for decades, but had never been seen alive until now. Now, one of the mysterious inhabitants of the deep ocean gets its close-up tonight on the Discovery Channel. Sought by scientists for centuries, views of giant squids, creatures about 40 foot long.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, it's called The Monster Squid, The Giant is Real, and it'll be on Discovery Channel tonight, long after our show. So it's
oh, great.
An opportunity, all you cryptologists out there.
Well, that's not cryptology, because that does exist, so we know that for a fact. So.
Well, yes, but we haven't actually got to see a live one yet.
Yeah.
But that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
All right, now for the local news. The Children's Museum's new exhibit, A Gathering of Geckos. 15 species of live geckos are on display through May 15th. So if you have the opportunity, and we love those little guys.
Yes, we do. That's pretty cool.
Also, local news, the local mastodon makes his debut at the Indiana State Museum.
Well.
Now, Fred, the mastodons whose bones were discovered on a farm in 1998 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, were unveiled Thursday at the Indiana State Museum. Now, why is this so exciting? Well, I'm going to tell you. Because 85% of Fred's 300 bones are real. Now, often when they find a mastodon, they find fewer than 50% of his bones.
I had read that, and that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that was... Of course, it's amazing they find any bones at all, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, this there in Fort Wayne, this is a peat bog.
Mm-hmm.
And they were digging down in the peat when they unearthed this mastodon. And they thought they'd hit a tree limb, and then they noticed that it was white underneath.
Hmm.
It turned out to be one of the mastodon's tusks.
Fred. Wow.
So, yeah, if you have the opportunity, go see Fred.
We will.
All right, now let's round this up with some fun facts. I've had three things to finish with tonight.
Okay.
A snail can sleep for 3 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you keep a goldfish...
I did not know that.
If you keep a goldfish in a dark room, it'll eventually turn white.
Really?
Yes. And the poison arrow frog has enough poison to kill about 2,200 people.
Oh. Be careful when you go to the South America.
when I lived in Panama, I used to handle them daily. They would come under the carports. All the houses were built on concrete stilts because the termites are so bad. And they would come under the carports to eat the insects that were there at the lights, and handled them every day. Never really realized that I could kill myself.
That explains everything.
Yes, it could. Well, that's the Wild World News for January the 27th.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby.
Friend of the show, Chris France, joined us tonight, and one day when he opened his home, his studio, and his heart to the youngsters of Sandy Hook Elementary School in the state of Connecticut, and a very special recording session occurred, and friend of the show, all the way from his home in Connecticut, and he's right in the middle of barbecuing chicken, Chris France.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Dr. Day.
Good evening, Chris. Nice to have you on the show.
That was some fascinating news.
It always is, Chris.
Especially like the snail that could sleep for 3 years.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a good job?
I'm jealous of the snail now.
Really?
That'd be wonderful. I wanted to sleep 3 years this morning. So, Chris,
yes.
The Talking Heads haven't reunited yet, have they?
No, we do have a new Tom Tom Club record out,
but
I'm really here tonight to promote the children from Sandy Hook, Somewhere
on the
Rainbow, because, it was actually only on, we did that recording on January 15th, so it was only just over 10 days ago.
My Lord.
Ago. We got got it out really fast, and they came really well prepared, and iTunes waived their normal fee, and Amazon waived their normal fee. So if you download it, it's only $1.29, so
mm-hmm.
most people can afford that.
Yeah.
It all goes to two very worthy causes in Sandy Hook. One is a youth center, and the other is the United Way. But more importantly, it's more importantly than money. It's a project that, you know, Sandy Hook is just 15 miles from my house, I know people that live there. I don't know anybody who lost one of their loved ones, but I do know the area, and I know the kind of place it is, and it's really an idyllic little New England town. And nothing is worse than for a town's image and a town's self-esteem than having a massacre there. That's what this song really does for me. That's the most important thing it does is it helps this town regain their esprit de corps and their sense of that it's a good place to live. And
How did it all come about?
The children in particular they had such a wonderful time doing it, and they're really into it and excited about it. I got a lot of thank you notes from them afterwards, and we had 21 kids here.
So oh my Lord!
21 singers. And, you know, some of them are better than others, but altogether, that's what makes a children's choir so much fun, is that, you know, you might have people that are note perfect, but then you have other people that aren't so perfect, and that they add to the charm of it.
I can't even imagine what your studio felt like that day when those youngsters walked in and you guys started the recording sessions.
Yeah, it was very... Well, I must say I was a little bit nervous about it the day before,
mm-hmm.
but once the children got here, it was smooth and very agreeable, and they had marvelous enthusiasm. They were really well prepared,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them had never sung with headphones on before, so that was kind of new to them. But they just went with it, and. The younger ones were 6 years old, and then it ranges from like 6 to 9 years of age.
You had a young lady, Ingrid, is it Michelson?
Ingrid Michelson played the main ukulele, and she also
mm-hmm.
sang. And she did her bit first,
mm-hmm.
And then the children, that was a guide for the children to work to.
Sure.
And she's fantastic. If you don't know Ingrid Michelson, it's well worth checking her out. She's kind of like a sexy librarian. She's got that look, you know, with the glasses and the tight sweater.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm with you.
I think she used to be kind of a nerd, but now
uh-huh.
it seems like she's sprucing up her image a little bit.
Well, how did it come about? Did you contact the school, or did the school contact you? Or
actually, we were contacted by the people who now own the name CBGB's. And, you know, CBGB's was a place where Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club had their first performances.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as, of course, everybody knows CBGB's. The Ramones, Blondie,
sure.
Patti Smith, Television,
this
all those
ain't
great
no party.
Groups.
This ain't no disco.
That's right. And they were the organizers, and they gave us a call and asked if we would be interested in being part of it. And we said, well, we have a recording studio, and it'd be great if the kids could just come here. It'd be, you know, because it's in our home, and it's a little on the funky side, but it's very comfortable and.
Mm-hmm.
Human, as opposed to some recording studios are kind of like, I don't know, a sexy bank or something like that.
Sure.
So it worked out just great. And I know I'm not sure what the position is now, but it went to number 12 on iTunes and number 2 on Amazon very quickly. So
well, we want to help that out tonight.
Good, good.
Absolutely. Because I've expressed this over the past when you've been on the show, that for all the young musicians, the drummers out there, that get a Talking Heads record and listen to the sounds of Chris France with his wife Tina Weymouth. It's absolutely one of the best rhythm sections in rock ever.
Well, thank you very
Agreed.
Much. Agreed.
Yeah.
We aim to please.
So did the kids say anything to you that you'd be willing to share that really got to you?
One little girl was pinning they have the school colors at Sandy Hook were green and white, so they have these little green and white ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
And a young girl was pinning one onto my sweater, and she said, "My mommy made this."
Oh my!
And that moved me, you know.
Oh my lord!
But, another young girl said that she was doing it she wanted to do a really good job because, well, she wanted the people who had lost their lives to be remembered in a good way.
Sure.
And she wanted them to feel good about themselves wherever they were.
Well.
You know, things like that.
Kids are pretty heavy. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll tear you up. Now, the cover of the CD that I saw, who designed that?
Which CD? You mean the Sandy Hook thing?
Yeah, with the blue, purple and blue and yellow and red.
Yeah. I think that was. I'm not sure who the designer was, but I was just shown it, and I thought, well, that's nice.
It is.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Morris Louis painting. I don't know if you remember him, but he was big in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Abstract expressionist.
Yeah.
And everybody who worked on it has just been great. So we're hoping that people will continue to buy it, and that the neighborhood of Sandy Hook, you know, comes back to life really big in the spring.
Well, God bless all those children and teachers, the true heroes that from that particular day. And, you know, I would love to figure out a way we could bring our wildlife program up to Sandy Hook, because I think the joy these animals would give those youngsters would really be a healing touch.
Yeah. They would love that.
Oh, I would love to do it. So my wife Cheryl and I, we were talking about it. We're going to try to figure out a way, maybe somehow, some way,
uh-huh,
as soon as possible, to bring our baboon and their menagerie up. And that would just be too great. Those kids need to laugh. They need to laugh.
Yes, they do. But I must say that children that age are very resilient. They were very high-spirited and joyful even while they were working on this. So
that was probably, like to them, a great class at school with a pretty cool teacher.
Yeah.
And to see the technology and hear their voices over headphones. I know if I was a music student and had an opportunity like that. And did you get any new Talking Heads or Tom Tom Club fans out of the day?
I think we might have done, yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Chris, I know you're busy tonight on this Sunday night with the barbecue and so forth. And
yeah, that's right.
We so much appreciate having you on the show, but we want to have you back. We got to talk Tom Tom Club.
Absolutely. We're going to be working with Tom Tom Club in the spring, summer, and fall on tour, mm-hmm, various places. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about that another time.
Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Day and I might just show up, so be warned.
That'd be great. Bring the baboon.
I will, absolutely. Well, God bless you, Mr. France. It was truly a pleasure to have you on the show, and I think my audience will agree. You and your wife did something that was pretty darn cool.
Well, thank you. It was a great pleasure for us to be part of that.
Yeah. Pretty
okay.
Cool. Thank you, Chris.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Chris.
Dr. Day, I want to tell you that the morning I watched Good Morning America, and he came on, and they showed the kids recording that, and our good friend Chris France was on the show. It absolutely brought tears to my eyes, and I knew at that moment that we had to have him on the program again, because that was such a special project.
I'm sorry I missed that. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We're going to be back on the air with Wild World. I will warn everyone. We have some great guests. We're planning on doing so in the next few weeks. We'll contact all of our listeners around the world. And, gosh, a very special night tonight. We really appreciate you tuning in to the Kids of Sandy Hook School with Chris France. This is Larry Batson, and you've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby.
Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.